Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So I thought we'd have, because I saw Billy Joel in concert, I thought we'd have a little Billy Joel concert here. Richie's going to have some of the wankers that he went to see last night, too, in a moment.
Did you say wankers?
I did.
Wow. That's a word from 1955. Good.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a British word still used today.
Right, yeah.
Angry Man, this is Billy Joel to start the little concert off, mini concert. Man, this guy handled the piano. Woof. And the camera's on him over his head, showing how he's playing the piano as he's working at it. I can see why he and Elton John would make a good pair to tour together. Actually, I was thinking that last night.
A friend of mine saw them together, and apparently Elton's piano wasn't tuned too well the night that he saw them.
Yeah.
And he stormed off the stage in a little hissy fit.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Came back.
But... Yeah. Playing the harmonica and the piano together, you don't think that's a feat? I got to tell you, watching this guy move around. And by the way,
he's fun to watch on stage.
I believe he's older than I am. Somebody check.
He's 66.
He is 66. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So not quite.
No.
You're around the same age.
About 10 years younger.
Some guy running a radio station actually asked me if I was going to retire. So I said to the affiliate person, give me the guy's number. I'll call him myself.
Uh-oh. That's like the worst thing you could ever say to Doug.
All right, listen to this. Listen to this guy. His voice, he's stuck at the voice. It's not like Felix Cavaliere went to see last Christmas. He didn't get a voice anymore.
This guy's still say Glass Houses. Which the song is from, is maybe one of the best albums in rock and roll history.
Yeah. He's done 22, 24 albums, I think, hasn't he?
At probably least. Somewhere around there.
He says it's been 20 years since he was on the charts. And he looked at the crowd and he said, why are you all here? There's 36,000 people here to see me. I've been on the charts for 20 years. What are you doing here?
That's great.
Very polished. Guy having fun with it, and he probably walked out of it with $1 million.
Tough.
I mean, when you consider the average price for a seat in there was at least $100, and there were 36,000 people there, that's $3.5 million. How much does it cost to pay to rent the park and to do all the ancillary stuff? $1 million, maybe $1.5 million. And by the way, I've never been at Fenway Park when I found so many people at the going to buy beer and pretzels. All of the stands were loaded.
Well, yeah, they're smoking pot. Stand. They're hungry.
Well, we did. We smelled some of that going into the park. Yeah.
You know what pot smells like?
How did they go down with the champagne? Your pink champagne.
Oh, stop.
Love
good
it.
Stuff. Yeah. I mean, you think about all the stories that he's been able to tell with his songs. Guy's got a great, great, great way of putting music together. So he deserves it. I can see why he would fill Madison Square Garden every month.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go see him again. This is a great song. And he did this last before he left, and he came back and did some encores. But you can feel how he feels.
Did everybody hold their lit cell phones up during this song?
No, actually, there was none of that going on, Richie. A lot of people holding up other things, but not cell phones. All right, you want us to hear a little of what you went to see last night?
I went to see a country alt band that had some hits in the late 80s, early 90s, such as Low, and then Cracker.
Cracker. Why did I say wanker? I knew it was something close.
Right, and then you know this song. Yeah. But they've got a really soulful kind of rock country sound.
Yeah. Worth staying up for.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. One of the best bands I love to see live.
All right, Donald Trump in the next half hour of Good Day. I know you'll be surprised to hear that he's in the news. 28 after the hour now.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You get a friend request on Facebook. Cool. Except it's from your manager. Not so cool. At least that's what most people think.
According to a study by Staffing Service Office Team, 3 out of 4 of us are uncomfortable being friended by a boss, manager, coworker, or client.
So here's how to avoid mixing business with pleasure on Facebook. First, make sure you have a LinkedIn account.
Second, when you get a Facebook friend request from an associate, tell them you like to keep professional relationships on LinkedIn and invite them to join your network there.
Instead of saying no, redirect. Then you'll maintain control over your social networks. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, a trick set of fat, high-rise, blacked-out handlebars. $138 delivered? What could possibly go wrong? Plenty. Today on American Biker Minute,
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A dozen other $300 handlebars on eBay didn't interest us like the $138 set. That looked just as good. 2 days later, we tried to mount them only to find out they were made to fit a Harley-Davidson Springer. Now it's hours of fabrication to create a mounting system to mount the Springer bars on a Softail Standard. They're still one hell of a set of good-looking bars for $138. Too bad they don't fit. Pics of the project as we move along at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.